Downtown commuters could be in for some big changes this spring. Starting this spring, the King Street and Church Street intersection will be torn up to replace the aging streetcar track and underground water infrastructure. That means TTC route diversions, new parking restrictions, more no-stopping zones, limitations on café to patios, and more if a city staff plan is approved by council next month. The King Street diversion will more than triple the number of streetcars using Queen Street, which is already partially closed due to Ontario Line construction, requiring detours onto Richmond and Adelaide streets, during peak hours, from 7 to 25. Last summer, 504 King Street car service was disrupted for months because of water main and track work in the Dufferin Street area near Liberty Village. This year's construction is slated to run from May to August, but the requested traffic changes could be in place until October. 504 King Diversion Path. Once work is underway, the 504 King will take its normal eastbound route from Dundas West Station until it hits Spadina Avenue. It will then divert north via Spadina to Queen Street before continuing east. Then it will zigzag south down York Street, across Adelaide Street, then north on Church Street before returning to Queen Street on its way to Broadview Station. Going west, it will follow a mirrored route, substituting eastbound travel on Adelaide Street for westbound travel along Richmond Street. King Street will also have replacement buses running, starting and ending at the Wolseley Loop at Bathurst Street and Queen Street. While traversing the downtown core, the 503 Kingston streetcar will follow a similar route to its 504 King cousin to get around the construction. It will also have its route extended to Dufferin Gate in order to provide additional capacity on the western portion of the 504 line. A map indicating the transit changes required for construction work to take place on the King Church intersection, City of Toronto. Curbing parking and patios. Café to patios and on-street parking take away lanes of traffic and cause congestion, especially where streetcars run, so the city plans to crack down to clear space during construction. The ramped streetcar traffic on Queen Street means the existing no parking rules will not adequately protect service, according to the report. If approved by council, the report recommends removing on-street parking from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on the 3.5 kilometers stretch of Queen Street between Spadina Avenue and River Street. It also recommends removing parking on Richmond Street and Adelaide Street between York Street and Church Street in the heart of the financial district. A 2-kilometer stretch of Queen Street will also be closed to Café to Patios from just west of the Don River to Church Street. Patios will also be banned on Queen Street West from York Street to Spadina Avenue and on both Church Street and York Street between Queen Street and Adelaide Street. Despite the restrictions, the new policy might not affect many businesses. Just 7 businesses had permits along that stretch last year.